Maybe the second signature true, which is on the left side, it's Taka Reuven that's signing it, but he's signing it in the name of his father. The Dilma Bishma di Avua Chasim. So Mary says, no, Leshavakin is Shmei, Bechasim Shmei di Avua. First, it means his own signature, you don't write, sign your name with your father's name. If you write your father's name, it means a continuation of the first one, it doesn't mean your own signature. For the Gemara of Dilma Sim Neshavia. Maybe no, maybe it's you writing your father's name, but it's only a simin, like a sign for your signature. It's not worse than you write a picture. The Rav Tzaya Kavra. When Rav went to sign, he signed with a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Charusi signed with a picture of a palm leaf. Rav Chizda Samach, he signed with just writing a Samach. Rav Oishu with an ayin. Rav Bar Achana signed Mikusa. He signed it like the sail of a ship. Marin says, I'll tell you, Lechotze Vinish Leshavi Leshmod Yavua Simna. Person doesn't have that much chutzpah to sign his name with a simin using his father's name. And that's chutzpah. It's not kibbut avein. Like you're writing your name, but using just like a sign. What's the sign? Your father's name. People don't do that. So therefore, for sure, we say the first one is the eid, and the second sign is just his father's name. So the second sign doesn't have an eid signed on it. Therefore, the second sign, the left side, is possible. So I think, okay. So it comes out now, under the right side, we have two Adam signed right away. Under the left side, right away, we only have the father's names. That's not called two Adam. But for the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say the left side is possible, though? For the Chasher Hai Bishnei Adam Ivrim. Let the right side true be kosher for the first two Adam that signed Ivris. For the Chasher Hai Bishnei Adam Ivonim. Then why isn't the left side kosher? Forget about the two names right underneath it. The father's names, but after that you have the Greeks' names. And the Greeks' names, we say, they write like from left to right. So under the left side is the real name of the Adam. Like it says, Shimon ben Reuven. So we said the real name is Reuven. The Reuven is written on the left side. So the left side of the get should also be kosher. It has these two Adam after the first two. So tonight we learn like this. Get shekasa ivris. Even though the get was written Lashon HaKodesh. The Adam of Yevonis, but the Adam signed in Greek, it's kosher. That's the opposite. Yevonis, the get was written in Greek. The eid of Ivris, the eid was signed, and Ivris is kosher. Here also, why isn't the left side kosher with the two Yevonim that signed afterwards? The Chitainim may be against the Mikiva, the Muflag, Vishnei Shitin, Loi, but no, there's a space in between. The last two Eidim that signed, they signed underneath the first two Eidim. So on the left side of the Shtar, there's first two fathers' names that don't help. And after that, there are two names of the Eidim. So you know why those two Adim don't help? Because there's space in between the get and the two Adim. There's the two fathers' names, so that's why it's possible maybe. So Mara says, no. The Yom Chizkiah said, Melua b'kreifim kosher. Let's say you had a get written up that was kosher, and then two Adim, kosher Adim signed on the bottom. But they left a space between the get and where the Adim signed. So you know what you could do now? You could fill up that space with even kreifim. As long as you fill up the space, the get could be kosher. See here also, Lemaisa, right under the get, you have two fathers' names. True, that's not kosher for Adam. But there's no space, though. And right under the two fathers' names, you have kosher Greek names signed there. So the get should still be kosher. Use the bottom two signatures, which are the Greek names, under the left side, the get should still be kosher. What do I care if in between the get and the two Greeks' names, there are two fathers' names there? Still the get should be kosher. And the Gemara, Hatani Ziri, Shinayim Kisherim, that Enechanami, Ziri learned Pshat in this case, both Gitam are kosher. It's not true what you're saying. That the right side is kosher because it has right away two Adim, and the left side is kosher because the bottom two Adim have their names signed on the left side. So Taka, both Gitam are kosher. It's so for the Gemara, Vatana Didan, why does our Tana say the second get, the left side is possible? And the Gemara, Gundalis Chosim. Rashi says that means maybe they changed around the way they're supposed to write. They're Mishana from the regular Seder. Because even though they're writing in Greek, maybe really they're supposed to write in Ivrit. And again, they're writing the wrong way, so again, we have to be afraid maybe it's only the father's name that's under the left side and not the real Adim. That's why the left side is always possible. V'kulu echodu d'chsimi. And really, all of them is just writing the signatures from right to left. So under the left side of the get, all you have is just four fathers' names. That's why the left side is puzzle. That's what our Tana holds. Derech Nami, Ziris Chizki says, Ziris says we're not afraid of this, and therefore he holds even the left side is also kosher, because he had the bottom two aids and saw and under the left side. Then the Mishnah says, Eidechad Ivri V'Eichad Yevoni. If one aid saw an Ivris straight across, then the left side was, then the second one was Yevonis. So the Mishnah says it's possible. But the Gemara, why? V'Eschashirai V'Eidechad Ivri V'Eidechad Yevoni. Let one aid be, let the right side be kosher, because it has first a good aid, and then it has Yevonim. So still, why isn't both sides that get kosher? Under both sides, there are two good aids inside there. So tonight we learn, the Mishnah says, we'll soon see, Eidechad Ivri, V'Eidechad Yevoni Kosher. Even though the two Eidim signing in the get, one is size Ivris and one size Yevonis in Greek, still the get is Kosher. So my answer is, why here do we say the get is possible? So my answer is, Atani Ziri, Shnei Kesherim, Stakha True, Ziri Taka learns in our Mishnah, the din should be, both Gitim is Kosher. But still, the Gemara asks, "V'tana didan, what does our Tana say to get this puzzle?" So Gemara again says, "Dilma gundalis chasim." They were afraid maybe one of them signed backwards. Not really Greek; he meant to sign Ivris, but just signed his name backwards. So therefore, we have to be afraid maybe v'tlosa echad v'chad echad. Maybe on one side you have three names Adam signed, and on the left side you only have one. So we have to be afraid. We don't know which way this is. We don't know, maybe the right side has the three Eidim, and the left side only has one Eid. That's what the left side is puzzled. But it could have been the opposite way also. Maybe the right side only has one Eid really signed, and the other three names are only the father's name. And the left side is the one that has the real three Eidim signed. And since we don't know which side has the real Eidim, that's why our Mishnah says both sides are puzzled. Now the Mishnah says like this, Shaya Miksa Saget. A person was writing a get, and he went down to the bottom of the cloth, but he still had more to write. The kosev b'daf hasheni, not on the second piece of paper, but again, on the left side of the piece of paper, on the left side of the parchment, now on top, he started to continue writing. Like you have Tosfos side, he finished at the bottom, and then he started to write on Rashi's side, on the same piece of paper. So Shaya mixes a get, you wrote on Tosfos side, you left over a little bit. The kosev b'daf hasheni, and you finished off the get now on the left side, on Rashi's side. For the Eidim Omata, the Eidim son on the bottom. So kosher, still this get is kosher. Chosmu Eidim B'Rosh Hadaf. If the Eidim signed on the top of the piece of paper, min hatzad, or else they signed on the side of the piece of paper, or in the Acharov, the get poshed, or else if the Eidim signed on the back of the get, on a get poshed means a straight get, where the Eidim was supposed to sign on the front side, and not like a get makush, where you could sign on the back. So here it was a get poshed, a straight get, that the Eidim signed on the back. It's possible, the get is possible. Hikiv roisho shozeh, bitzad roisho shozeh. You like fold over the get, the top side of it meets the bitzad roisho shozeh, meets the head of the other get. The Eidim b'yemtza, the Eidim are signed in the middle of the get. So shnei psulim. Because the Eidim now are signing on the top like a vos gitim, it's not on the bottom of each get. Therefore, the get is possible. All right, turn over. What about Soifoi Shozeh, Pitzad Soifoi Shozeh? You have like two gittim written here, and they folded over the paper that the two bottoms meet. The Eidim B'yem, so the Eidim sign now in between, like in between the two bottoms of the get. Then we say, Esh Eidim, the Kremim Kosher. It's written on the bottom of the get. So the get that if you read, and right after reading the get, you read the two Eidim, that get is kosher. What about Roisho Shelzeh, Bitzad, Shoifel Shelzeh? The top of one get, when you fold it over, meets the bottom of the other get. For Eidim B'yemtza, and you have Eidim in the middle. So again, Esh Eidim, Nekroyim, B'Soifel, Kosher. The get that at the end of the get, you read the Eidim, that's kosher. Because Eidim has to sign at the end of a get. But, yeah. Now, get shekosu ivris. You have a get that was written in ivris, lashon hakodesh, for the aid of yevonis, but the aidim signed in Greek. Or else the opposite way, yevonis, the get was written up in Greek, the aid of ivris, and the aidim was signed in ivris. It's kosher. Or else aid echad ivri v'aid echad yevoni. It's kosher. Or else ksav seifa v'aid. You have the writing of the seifa, which we had the gemara before. We'll soon see some achlokes. If it means only the ksav, or does it mean the chsima, the signing of the cipher? Wherever it is, you have either the writing or the signing of the cipher, v'yed, and another eidecha, there's kosher. All these cases, the get is kosher. Ish ploini aid kosher. The guy writes his name without his father's name. It just says Reuven aid. It's kosher. Ben ish ploini aid is also kosher. We say I'm the son of Reuven. That's also kosher. Ish ploini ben ish ploini for loy kosher of aid kosher. In the first two cases, you have to end off aid. But here, if you write your full name, Reuven Shimon ben Yaakov, even though you don't say aid, it's also kosher. The Kachoy in the Kiyadashi Bishlayim, the Choshva people in Yishlayim used to write this way, that they used to say Reuven or Shimon ben Reuven, and they did not end off with the word aid. Kachoy in the Kiyadashi Bishlayim, yeah, that's what they used to do. Now, Ksav Chani Chosoy, if they wrote inside to get the nickname of the husband, the Chani Chosoy wrote the nickname of the wife, is kosher, the get is kosher. We shall see. Rashi says, I mean, Shem Levoy Shem Mishpacha Kula. It says the nickname, maybe means like the last name of the Mishpacha. If you only write in the last name, then the get is also kosher. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. So Gemara says like this. The first part of the Mishnah says, if you wrote a long get, and you came to the bottom of the cloth, then you're allowed to start on the left side of the piece of paper. So Gemara says, why? For Lechish, why aren't we afraid? Dil Mahani Trey Gita Hevi. Maybe really there were two separate gittin over here. For Yisrael Malay Zman de Kama, and there was a Zman on the first side. For Yedim de Basra, and there were Yedim starting on the second git. The Gazayel Zman de Basra, for Yedim de Kama. And what somebody did now is he cut off the bottom part of the first git, which had the Yedim signing there, and they cut off the top part of the second git, which had the date there. So if so, this git right now is puzzled. You can't put together two different gittim. So if you have a get coming down to the bottom of one side and finishing off on the other side, let's be afraid maybe this piece of paper was much longer and much higher. So the bottom side had its own get completely, and the left side had its own get completely. How can we put these two getting together? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav, Kishayesh Revach Milamata. No, we see clearly there's space left over on the bottom part of the parchment. So therefore, it can't be that the right side had its own get, because then it would have been finished on the right side. Like there's still some more space there to continue writing. So how come they finished off writing it on the left side? That's a proof it's only one big get. Maybe they chopped off the date of the second get. It's just like we just answered, that there's space left over on the bottom. I'll tell you,